Ja, we gaan door met de hongerstaking van de Grapo. Ik heb iemand aan de lijn van hem. Hello?
Yes.
Yes. There are not so much, so many things happened you before. Can you explain very short how is the situation on this moment?
Okay. Well, I can tell you that from the 48 prisoners that were on strike, right now it is 43. The other ones have gone off the strike because of very serious physical problems. And well, the 43 are all force-fed right now. They are all being fed forcefully. There used to be 12, until last week there were 12 in Madrid that were not being force-fed, but now there's been a judicial decision that says that they must all be force-fed. And, you know, in the media, there's not much information coming out. Everything is trying to be quieted down. And, well, I can tell you that there's one prisoner that is very serious. For now, his name is Francisco Brotons, and he is in Sevilla. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctors have admitted that his situation is getting worse and worse. And there was a prisoner until 2 days that was on thirst strike, on food and thirst strike, and he's still on it. He's drinking and eating, but since they are all being force-fed, the situation is stationary, more or less. And then, well, the only reaction from the government right now is being, you know, the only thing that has been known is that the general director of prisons says that all the prisoners want is to live better than the rest of the prisoners. So he's just ignoring it, you know. This is the general situation. Everybody's ignoring it. And meanwhile, the family members and friends of the prisoners are still locked, sitting in the Red Cross centrals and the Red Cross buildings along three cities of the Spanish state. Mm-hmm. And they're still there, they're still doing their campaign, and we're trying to put up a bus to go visit some prisoners in Guadalajara. But right now everything is like trying to be quieted down by the press and by everybody, and the situation of course is very serious because it is now more than 80 days of hunger strike, more than 80 days. Mm-hmm.
So the situation,
and and that's more than 3 months. The first one started on the 30th of November, so it's very serious right now.
For to support them, there is a demonstration organized for the next Saturday?
If there's something organized?
Yeah.
Well, there is a demonstration organized exactly for next Saturday, and it's in Madrid. It's from one place to another. Of course, it's illegal because, you know, family members don't even ask for legalization because that's impossible. But what's really strange about all the demonstrations that there's been is that the police surrounds you, but they don't let themselves act. You know, you can tell them anything, but they're not going to act because the political situation right now that they don't want to act because they don't want any scandals, they don't want to have this thing in the press, they don't want to have the hunger strike in the public, and you know, this is a very frustrating thing, but that's the way it is right now. And you know, there's been support, some people have come down from other countries, you know, just to see what they can do with the hunger strike, if they can support things, and that's nice, you know, but that's about all I can tell you right now.
Okay, we thank you, and we hear it next time more. How is the situation?
Okay.